Let's turn our attention now to the grade sevens. They need to return to school. And yesterday, the Department of Education did issue a warning saying they're clear that they're hearing that some members of the school governing bodies and the Congress of South African Students are intending to disrupt classes. We have had Ben Machipi on the show before. He's amongst those teachers' unions that have indicated their concern around the health of teachers as they will be exposed to COVID-19. But when we spoke to Ben, it was, you know, well before we had actually called the peak and identified the peak. We were seeing a large number of infections, but now we have an official statement here from our health minister that at the very least three provinces have passed the peak, and where we have biggest fears in the KZN in terms of the rate of infection, a few measures have been put in place. So let's hear what he has to say. He's the General Secretary of the Professional Educators Union. Ben Machipi joins us now. Good morning, Ben. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for having us. Maybe from the Professional Educators Union, may I have your indulgence to wish you and millions of women in this country a happy Women's Month, and also take this opportunity to convey our heartfelt condolences to the Mabena family and the media fraternity for the loss of the legend Bob Mabena.
Much appreciated on both counts, in particular the second. Thank you very much for that acknowledgement, Ben. Let's talk a bit about you've made a call for your union not to disrupt the start of the school term for grade sevens as it kicks off. Talk to us about how your responses, I suppose, in general to the Basic Education Department's decision at this particular point.
Look, like we indicated, Refilwe, As unions, we are creatures of legislature. We believe in negotiations, and we will negotiate through and through. Now, generally, the basic education, they have got what we call an inertia, in the sense that since the announcement that schools will be closing, and, as unions, we were clear to say, when schools close, we do not want a holiday. We want to work on the challenges that we see, so that we have got solutions on that. But believe you me, nothing is happening. We requested for a meeting with the minister to unpack the announcement made by the president, and we were told that there will be a task team that will be looking at the challenges that we are having. Look, one of the bigger things that we have identified is that when schools were just about to close, we realized that provinces and schools are implementing the standard procedures operation differently, in the sense that one school has got a positive case, the principal decides to keep quiet, and those educators and learners will be exposed to the virus. We wanted to check that. The other one is that water is a very important tool in the fight against the prevention of this virus. Many schools did not have water. So this and other many problems, we wanted to resolve that, but the Department of Education just promised that there will be a task team. Look, the anger and anxiety of communities and some SGBs, unfortunately, is not unfounded, in the sense that the communities are getting positive day by day, and they realize that teachers are getting positive and learners are getting positive, and nothing is being done. But we will encourage as Professional Educators Union to say negotiation is the best. This country is as it is because of the negotiated settlement.
Ben, I mean, I guess the question that's to be asked is, you know, as of today, there are standardized procedures that are going to be followed by schools that face non-standard conditions to allow grade sevens back to school. And I imagine other unions that you sometimes partner with, as well as COSAS, may still want to proceed with their intentions. Have you been in talks with others just to sort of, not just your members, to discourage them from doing so?
No, as the five teacher unions that are recognized in the country, we haven't spoken about the purpose or the unity in the disruption or not the disrupting the schools. But COSAS being an independent body of students, and even SGB associations, they are independent from us as teacher unions. We only meet on certain issues. They have their own reasons why they are disrupting schools, but teacher unions, we are far from such, and we will be negotiating and engaging with the Department of Education as and when there are still challenges that were there before schools could close.
Understood. Is there a date that is set for your re-engagement with the department?
No, there is no date. Like I indicated, we should have met 2 weeks before.
Sure.
But nothing is happening, and we wonder what is the problem, because we are waiting for them to come up with the terms of reference of the task team that will be constituted by Provincial Department of Education Teacher Unions. One thing that we have realized is that when CEM is with the minister, the minister is being told a different story of what is happening down underground in the provinces. So we wanted to sharply raise those issues to say a province cannot say they are ready, and when it comes to the crunch, when schools are just about to open, all wholesale of problems are being brought to the fourth, and the minister is depending on them when they are planning ahead and when they have got meetings. So the resolutions that is taken by the Department of Education is based on the report that the minister received from provinces. So those are the things that we wanted to discuss going forward with the CEM and the minister.
Has the Professional Educators Union submitted, say, an independent report direct to the Premier?
To the Premier?
Yeah, the various Premiers, as opposed to going to the MECs.
Or the various MECs.
So rather, exactly. So have you attempted, for example, with the MECs to disintermediate the Education Department?
Yes, our PECs, the Provincial Executive Committees, are engaged with the provincial education departments. We've already sharply raised those issues with the provinces.
Okay. So your frustration is with the education departments, which is why I'm asking, have you tried taking it to the premiers who oversee those MECs, but takes you out of the gridlock frustration that you're getting in the education department itself?
No, we are still discussing in the education cycle. We have not yet taking it up with the Premier as the political head of the provinces.
And executive head. Okay. Ben, thank you so much for that insight. We look forward to updates. Ben Mashipi is the General Secretary of the Professional Educators Union. What might you suggest in this case? Does one just wait to hear back or take a different route in terms of answers? It is 17 minutes past 8. And talking about taking different routes, one of your WhatsApps has come through here saying protests in Lebanon are against bad governance and the corruption within the government, hence their government's resignation. With all the looting and corruption in our ANC government, it too needs to resign. Maybe we should be calling for this now. Well, this was a question that was raised and why I invited Bantu Holomisa the other day. He had a suggestion around the executive. But as I was speaking to Adam Gilchrist a little bit earlier on, it did dawn on me, for example, that this is not something that hasn't happened in South Africa before. You'll recall in 2008 when Thabo Mbeki was recalled as president of the ANC, as president of the country, by which time, of course, Jacob Zuma was the president of the ANC. You'll recall that a range of ministers resigned at that particular time. Many of them saying, well, we had to resign because, of course, we are appointed at the pleasure of the president. And so if he's not the president, then we can't just hold the seat. But actually, it really was seen as, and I believe was, an act of protest, particularly considering a number of those Mbeki appointed ministers were the one to try to start COPE. It's scary to think that political machinations are a bigger prompt for them to resign than, I don't know, the poverty of 58 million people, 34 million, oh, sorry, 8 million people under the age of 34 unemployed, 350 rand checks not being passed on. But it would not be unprecedented. We have seen resignations from senior members in parliament and in the cabinet and the executive. So, yeah, I think it's something we potentially should